Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, Review, which is still running on Monday and Tuesday, but my understanding is it's sold out, but you might want to just double check if there are any tickets. But anyway, look back, because it was billed as revealing the city in new ways, and it tells the story of a woman's life in an unforgettable journey through Brighton aboard a unique open-top bus. And it begins with a life drawing class. The piece from IOU Theatre Company saw audience members gather at a sun-kissed Brighton Marina, which is where I met my mum Jan, to contemplate what we were going to see. So, Mum, we have just had a little stopover before we go to do a rear view. I say do because it seems it's a bit more active than expected. What are you expecting from rear view?
I haven't got a clue. Sorry.
You haven't got a clue?
I think it sounds a bit like a tourist sort of, you know, naff sort of thing, but it should be fun.
And were you aware that there's a life drawing beforehand?
No.
Are you going to be drawing?
Probably not, but I shall have a good look at what the others are drawing.
So I have before me a real kind of cynic. You think it's going to be naff and you think you won't draw?
No, I think it's going to be great fun because we've got wonderful weather for it. We're going to see some of the beauties of Brighton and it'll be interesting to see what these ladies come up with.
We will see. Okay.
We will.
Well, afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the life drawing class. How many of you have never been to this session before?
Well, Rebecca, okay, I can't believe your mum went to something without even knowing what she was going to.
She did. She's such a cheeky person. We picked it together, honestly. I don't think we were that clear that there was a life drawing class. Do you want to see another thing that works well on radio? I bought what we did at the life drawing class. Here's my attempt at drawing the model, which you're welcome to tweet that as well.
I will, don't worry.
Here's my mother's.
Your mother's is blank.
Yes.
She didn't do anything.
No,
she's naughty.
Well, no, you don't have to do these things. You know, everything is voluntary.
It's a Cagean statement.
Well, exactly. She was watching what was going on. So the piece starts with a life drawing on board a barge at the marina. Mm-hmm. And it's as if you're in an actual life drawing class and you get the chance to sort of quickly do some sketches and contemplate what it is to capture the essence of someone. And then the model just says some words about her life. She stands up, walks out, and for a moment you sit and think, what's happening? And then you realise you have to follow.
Okay.
And you walk off to the bus.
So I saw a picture of the bus in the festival brochure. So it's a kind of, looks like a bus with the back sliced off of it.
It is. It's as if you did a diagonal line down the back with raked seating as the back of a bus.
Yeah.
And you sit on that. And, I mean, I found one of the most fun things about the whole thing was the reaction of everybody driving behind you, walking along. I mean, I've never been photographed so much. I felt like, you know, Katie Price on a day out at the seaside.
And what do you see with them when you're driving around?
Well, the bus stops at four locations along the seafront and on some back streets in Kemp Town. And you basically, the actress that you've seen doing the life modelling, and this is scripted by the actress herself, performs some set pieces that are memories of life. So it's meant to be a 60-year-old person reflecting back on their life and memories, but it's performed by a younger actress.
Okay, it sounds interesting. So what was your take on it and what were the other participants' take on it?
Well, I found the concept great, which is why I've got tickets and I found it interesting.
Yeah.
It didn't quite gel for me overall. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of friends who went. One absolutely loved it. They thought it was extremely evocative. And the other, a younger person in their teens found it inspirational. So I think one of my friends said, you know, I'm a hard person to please. And my mum's even harder. So that's why she's not here talking live, because she'd probably just hold her blank sheet up at you. I don't know. But overall, I'm not surprised it sold out. It's another kind of different thing to do at the festival. And I love the ones that are slightly unexpected. And I'm glad I did it. It wasn't quite as amazing as I thought it would be, but it was definitely worth going. So if you're lucky enough to have snapped a ticket up for that, well done.
Great. And it runs through to Tuesday. So if you have had your appetite whetted for that, then do check Brighton Festival's Twitter account, which is Brightfest, and have a quick look on the website as well, brightonfestival.org, because there may be returns.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.